Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Dean David Yarborough. He is Dean of Community Service here at UL Lafayette. He is also Associate Professor of Child and Family Studies here at the university, which is a degree program that some people may not be extremely familiar with. I know that you all have interacted with the community for decades with the nursery school. I think there are like three or four generations now who have been passing through that program, which is under the auspices of Child and Family Studies.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Judith. And it's really, I really appreciate being here. Child and Family Studies is a very long-standing, it's an interesting program. We've had several different hats or several different incarnations on campus. It's one of those things where when, I guess when people ask me, what's your area? And I say family studies. Sometimes I get, that's good. We need that. You know, not really sure what that is. But, I will. You know, what I'll direct people to is if we go back to the 100-year centennial book of the university. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful publication that was put out. And if you flip through and you look at the pictures and you see a picture of the first 8 faculty, I think, what you'll see is one of those first 8 faculty was someone hired, I believe it was domestic science, what they were calling that. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of us on campus. And so while it was at one time there's, nutrition and dietetics and hospitality and interior design, there were all of these different groups that went from domestic science to a home ec area to human resources on campus. There are all of these individual degree areas, child and family being one, with our focus on human development and all of the relationships that we have, essentially birth to death. Mm-hmm. Really, I should say prenatal development all the way to death, because that's what we look at. So mm-hmm. It's been a wonderful program. We are now housed. We've had several changes in the past couple of years. We were in the College of Applied Life Science, in the School of Human Resource. Now we're in the Department of Sociology, Anthropology, and Child and Family Studies in the College of Liberal Arts, a home that we asked for and really mm-hmm. enjoy. It's a nice fit for us. We've been here for a couple of years, and we're moving from, or I should say we've moved. I haven't unpacked all of my boxes. I have one left. If I have any students listening, I haven't unpacked the advising folders yet. So, don't come by until next week.
Don't call you right away.
But we're moving from Hamilton Hall over to Rougeau, and it's a wonderful home for us, a nice suite of offices up on the third floor. It's the former home of cognitive science for those around campus, but we have a nice suite of all of the faculty of Child and Family. We'll be able to teach our classes over there. Of course, have all of our student interactions, at that location. We're really looking forward to starting the new semester and the latest incarnation of Child and Family Studies.
Well, I'm glad you brought it all the way back to, what was it, 1902?
1903, 1900. I think 1903 was our first graduating class. But we've been called different things through
right.
the decades.
Well, and so. I think that reminds us just how responsive this university has been over the years, over the decades, to the changing needs and
absolutely.
Interests
yes.
of the community, both academic communities, the greater community, because we think things are static at the university, that departments have been always in a particular college. But it fascinates me to read the history of the university and see how things have been moved around, again, in response to the changing perceptions and developments.
As I really appreciate that you use the word response, because it's not really – we have this we have a very unique relationship, the university and the city, the parish, the community at large, all of Acadiana, the state, however you want to look at all of our community. The university drives some innovation, but there's a larger part where the university responds to the needs of the community and responds to what the evolution of a community. And as the community at large, we can talk about Lafayette in general, but really the world community, because mm-hmm. family studies, child and family studies across the entire country and in other countries, as families evolve, as the world becomes a smaller place, as mm-hmm. we bring in other issues, all of our degree areas do. We respond directly to that. And it's not keeping up. It's, you know, I guess the easiest way for me to describe this is that, you know, in sociology, they take a great big picture. Let's look at the big picture of society. But in child and family studies, it's micro. Mm-hmm. You know, what's happening in the family? And so it's a description of typical processes in the family. We respond to, within our degree area, all of the iterations of what's happening here. Well, when this university first opened, most of the, you know, when we look at the community, this university was housed on the outskirts of town. This was, you know, we were heading out toward the country when you came over here. Mm-hmm. And when we talked about families, a lot of it were either farm mm-hmm. families that were coming to the university or families that were housed within the city. And now when we talk about, when we say Lafayette, just, you know, Lafayette, we'll say Lafayette. We're talking about Lafayette and Karen Crow and Scott and Youngsville and Broussard. And it's a much larger community that people think of as really being the urban population. So now when we talk about what's happening within a urban family, we're talking about not just within the city area, but also what does it mean to live, you know, out toward, you know, like Youngsville and Broussard and Scott and Karen Crow. And then the other parishes that are in our area, how does a city or a hub city like Lafayette then interact with, you know, New Iberia, you know, and Opelousas on either side of us? Because all of, you know, we all interact in a way that then influences who we are as individuals and who we are as families. It's a lot of fun because we get to talk about what is as opposed to what, you know, might be, or right. We're not really guessing. Mm-hmm. We get to look at what's happening and really talk about that.
But in far more complex ways, perhaps, than back in 1902, 1903.
Well, no, that's true. I mean, you know, some of the early, where we've evolved, you know, and it's really sort of funny because I have a great aunt who graduated from the University of Tennessee. I graduated from the University of Tennessee with the same degree, but she graduated around the First World War. And her job, after she finished her degree, was to go out into the country, the areas of Appalachia, and teach people how to use electricity. That's not my job.
No, but you that know? Was very much a part of family studies.
Yeah,
back
very
then.
A big part of family studies was
that's right.
was current parenting practices mm-hmm. and how to use that new washing machine and how mm-hmm. to, you know, what are electric lights mean, and how that really changed the family, which it did.
Mm-hmm.
But now we really look at different processes.
Right.
It's very interesting.
Well, again, I want to remind people that my guest, David Yarber, is both Dean of Community Service here at UL Lafayette, as well as Associate Professor in Child and Family Studies, which is a part of the College of Liberal Arts. They have moved. They have a new home on campus, which is in Rougeau Hall. They're the nursery school. And what is it called now? It has the name for that has changed as well.
We have the Early Childhood Development Center.
The
Early Childhood Childhood Development Lab. I mean, mm-hmm. This is an observation lab for early, when we say early child development, we're really talking about there's these extremely dynamic years that happen, you know, I mean, I'll say between 3 and 4. I mean, I'll, if you talk to any parent, your parent, they'll say it's every year. But you really, when you start, when a child really becomes mobile and starts to become verbal around 2, and then when they get up to about 5, there's just remarkable physical and cognitive change that happens. Our development lab, and it's an observation lab where we do, there's 2 different things going on there. We have one group of students who observe behind glass, 3 and 4 year olds. We have about 18 3 and 4 year olds. And then we have a second group of students, seniors in child and family studies, who are working directly with the children and doing program planning for best practices in working with early childhood experiences. If you think about the kind of degrees that child and family studies, the kind of jobs that child and family studies graduates have, many go into the social service industry. You can look at any of our partners in town, you know, Faith House and Habitat for Humanity and Hearts of Hope and the YMCA and Boys and Girls Clubs, they'll be graduates from child and family studies in all of those areas. Mm-hmm. But also, when you look at all of the preschools and daycares and the nursery schools, that's a primary component of what students learn. Now, that tiny little change, it's fascinating to watch. That tiny little change between 3 years old and 4 years old is remarkable to see. And so, you know, our lab, which has, we've been around for over half a decade, over half a century.
Since the 30s, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we just had another anniversary. We have, children who are the grandchildren of children from the, from the lab school there. Mm-hmm. So it's really quite interesting. But it's now, we had a forced change with the lab, and that was Hurricane Gustav, when we were housed over at Hamilton Hall, and the early childhood lab was over behind the old Home Ec house, over behind Blackham Coliseum. Mm-hmm. Hurricane Gustav took care of that location for us. We had a little fire, had to move. We were temporarily relocated over in Hamilton Hall while a new lab was being built, which is now over, it's adjacent to the parking lot of the Picard Center across from Cajun Field and Cajun Dome. And it's a beautiful new state-of-the-art lab that we're very proud of and have run a lot of students through there, because it's not just, it's not just the child and family students who get to see that. Because we focus on typical development instead of atypical development, students in communicative disorders, and Cody will go over and look at what is expected with 3 and 4 year old interactions. We have students in education who are going over to observe what's happening in 3 and 4 year old interactions as the public school systems begin to adopt an early childhood model. Mm-hmm. And what do you expect when you have a 4 year old? And you can go over to our lab and get a pretty good idea of what a 4 year old looks like.
They do. So you all are again responding to many departments on campus, many different agencies in the community. So it's a very interesting, complex degree. And even though there is the lab component and the early childhood component, just looking at the list of where your graduates end up having jobs, some of them, of course, are with very early childhood, but it's fascinating the areas that child and family studies students go into.
Yes, we have a really strong internship program. Our seniors do about 150 hours their senior year within a community agency. And that could be, I mentioned a couple, but, you think healthcare and family court and hospitals and schools and, anything that comes to mind when you think of social service delivery anywhere in Lafayette Parish, you're going to come across child and family studies, either students who are doing an internship or graduates who are working at that program or running the program. Graduate school, our graduates typically move toward those terminal master's degree areas like social work or counseling. I think we've been a pretty strong feeder program for the new counseling program on campus. They also look at marriage and family therapy. When they go on for higher degrees beyond the master's, they might stick with family studies, but also look at going on into psychology in those areas. Mm-hmm. So we have a strong program. As a matter of fact, I said earlier that sometimes people roll their eyes and say, oh gosh, family studies, what is that? But in reality, we graduate every semester. We have more graduates in child and family studies than any other degree area in the College of Liberal Arts. Now, that's not true about freshmen coming in. But as students come in and begin to try and identify what they want to do with their degree, what's the application of their degree, and how are they, what kind of job are they going to get? What do I need to know? They might volunteer or work in the community and ask, well, what degree should I get? What's the area that's strong? They'll be directed to child and family studies. And then we end up with 200 or 300 majors, mm-hmm. and we graduate about 30 every semester. And we've been adding to the community for a long time now.
Well, and that's interesting when you say they may not be there as freshmen, but we deal with a lot of students here at the radio station and on campus, and you hear a lot of them say, I want to work with people. I want to work with children, or I want to work with families, or I want to work a lot of interest and emotions that I can see would guide them towards this degree, child and family.
Well, that's
studies.
This is one of those, thank goodness for the internet, because now you type in keywords. And,
that's right.
And at one time you could, well, honestly, that's the same way that I found the doctoral program in child and family studies. My master's is in social work. And I thought, well, if the terminal degree is social work and wanting to work in a university setting, then what doctorate would supplement that? Mm-hmm. Now, this was before people were really using the internet. And so I had to go to the big Peter's books, and I was using the same thing, using keyword searches. And I discovered child and family studies exactly the same way that undergraduate students now mm-hmm. who come to school and they'll start taking some classes and they'll say, well, you know, what is the fit? I want to work with people. And so they'll type in people and they'll type in children and they'll type in families and then bing. You know, there we
up
are.
Your degree plan comes. again, if you are just tuning in, we're talking about the Child and Family Studies program degree here at UL Lafayette. My guest, Dean David Yarborough, is an associate professor in the program as well as Dean of Community Service.
Yes.
So you're wearing two hats that work with people, not only here on campus, but the greater community where you're graduates eventually go, but you're specifically helping students here at the university learn how to use their skills and talents and interests to affect the greater community.
Yes. You know, and that really was a, I can say, I think I'm the fourth dean of community service since there's been one. The first came in 1996, and we've all known each other. We, it's sort of, it's almost like tag, you're it. And we come from those areas on campus where we have students working in the community. And so, of course, that's how I was found mm-hmm. was, you are also working already in the community. You're on service boards. Your students are doing this kind of work. Now, the university at large, and I do want to come back and talk about service, but the university at large does depending on how you look at it, if you want to look at everything we do, if you want to look specifically at just courses that have a service component, we do about 500,000 hours of service in the community every year. We do millions of dollars. We have millions of dollars of economic impact on the community, in the community. I mentioned before we were on the air that we have a very strong AmeriCorps program on campus. And we have 45 students in the AmeriCorps program. Well, those 45 students alone do 22,000 hours of service in the community every single year. And that's been going on since 1995. It's the kind of thing that we don't really talk about very loudly, mm-hmm. but we have majors that are all doing that. We have, like I said, we graduate about 30 students every semester in child and family studies. Every single one of those seniors are doing 150 hours their last semester of unpaid work at a agency in town. And there are other majors too. I mean, there's a lot of people on campus because we have hundreds of thousands of hours mm-hmm. that are
and
being
not only
in the
students
community.
But faculty.
Faculty
are committed as well.
Of course, anytime you see a student involved in the community, somewhere behind them there's a faculty member. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the students aren't really aware of that, but this community is what it is because of the wonderful marriage we have between the university and the community. The way I introduce it many times to students would be, we have a remarkable symphony and conservatory music in town, which doesn't make any sense for a town our size, but it grew out of the marriage of the university and the community and wanting to have that quality of life in the community.
Right.
So it's, you really can't take away one from the other. We are really bound together.
Well, we look forward to having you back to talk more specifically about community service. Again, David Yarbrough is Dean of Community Service here at UL Lafayette. He is in the program Child and Family Studies. They have celebrated decades of service and academic teaching here on campus. They have worked with young students, young children for many, many years, and graduated many students. If anyone listening is interested in the degree, David, can they go to the UL website?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to the UL website. They can go to the College of Liberal Arts and look up Child and Family Studies that way. They can go to the Index, and Child and Family Studies is listed there. They can also go to the Department of Sociology, Anthropology, and Child and Family Studies, and they will find us there. Or, of course, they could contact me or any faculty member directly. David Yarbrough, I've been here for about 18 years, and Dr. Weber has been here for, you know, 20 something years, and you know, the faculty who have been here for a long time, and we're easy to find. Although right now, because we're new in Rougeau, we're in transition, but our emails have not changed, our phone numbers have not changed. We have a nice presence on the internet and a strong department. Come see us. Check us out.
So whether you're an entering freshman or you've been here for a couple years and you're looking for that perfect major, check out Child and Family Studies.
Thank you.
Dean David Yarbrough in the program of Child and Family Studies. He is also Dean of Community Service, and we will be speaking with you later on this spring about that summit and also what you all do here on campus.
Great. Thank you.